The Tanana River was running high Friday, about 50 feet from Sharon Benirth's front doorstep, as she described how floodwaters came a few days ago to within a few inches of breaching a massive concrete erosion control structure about 20 feet from her house that she and her husband put in a few years ago to help protect their home from flooding.
It came to within this high of going over, which is what, about 10 inches, I guess, of going over those, and it was barreling through here, and you can see it's just now drying out. It almost destroyed this side of that erosion control structure.
The Benirths had the structure built a couple of years ago and raised their home by 5 feet to help protect it from what has in recent years pretty much become an annual threat in that stretch along the east bank of the Tanana. Benirth has lived in the area since the early 1980s, and she says this year the flooding only hit her home and a few others to the south along a stretch of the old Richardson Highway, which was closed for a few days until floodwaters receded. Benirth says the residential area to the north of her home wasn't flooded this year, and she thinks that's because of the 2-mile-long levee built by Kiewit Infrastructure West, the contractor hired by the Alaska Railroad to build the Tanana Crossing Bridge.
Now that they have finished that, I wouldn't expect that much water on the next floods.
Barry Beck, who lives about a mile north of the levee, agrees.
It helped, especially this year.
His wife, Jackie Beck, a member of the Salcha Community Emergency Response Team, says she thinks the partially built levee did help some last year, and more so this year after Kiewit built it up 2 feet higher.
I think last year we probably would have been underwater for at least a week, maybe two. This year, I think we would have been underwater majorly, and I'm real happy.
The head of Fairbanks North Star Borough's emergency operations says he, too, believes the levee helped alleviate flooding in the area this year. But David Gibbs says this was an unusual breakup, and he says that time will tell whether the levee will prove as helpful in the years ahead. Mark Peterburs, the railroad's project director, says he was glad that the levee met a major objective by keeping floodwaters out of the pile driver slough, the winding waterway that cuts through the area, and that has in recent years served as a sort of spillway for floodwaters that back up behind ice jams that bunch up along the Tanana during breakup.
Obviously, in previous years, that was one of the biggest factors, is the river would get into pile driver slough, and then it would get out of its banks and flood all this area on the north side of the levee.
Peterburs said during a drive along the levee last week that the Tanana ran high up against the structure near the top, but that it did the job that it was designed to do.
The levee held up. We did get some water up against the levee, and the levee held it to keep it within its boundaries of where the bridge is going to be, and that's the ultimate goal of the levee.
Peterburs says the Tanana has for years been steadily meandering eastward along that stretch, and he says he believes that within a few decades, the levee will become the permanent eastern bank of the river. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.